Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Hey, welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Eric Halaby, your guest host. Check us out at the website, therealside.com, or you can also go to our Twitter feed, go to Facebook, give us a call, get involved with the conversation. You can give us a call at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. We'd like to hear from you. As we go through this next hour of the program, I need you to pay attention to a minute. Because you might think as soon as I bring this topic up, you're going to say, not me, doesn't apply to me, doesn't matter. Well, I think you're wrong. Because if you breathe in the United States, if you're a taxpayer, if you're a taxpaying citizen of any sort, what are you going to find? It matters. It implies that you actually live in this great country. So let's see what we're talking about. Do you know what the cost of higher education? Do you know if student loan debt is what, at $1.7 trillion? Let me give you a little bit of background. For the first 42 years of student loan debt, we had about $500 billion accumulated. $500 billion. All right. The next 12 years, we added another trillion plus in debt, student loan debt. Now, these aren't people that got it paid off, had it paid it off. This is the revolving door. That means what happens is, and for some of you without children, or maybe you didn't take student loan debt, or maybe you didn't go to college. That's okay. Let's talk about it. Here's what happened. You show up at the college door, and you say, hey, I'd like to go to school. You apply. They take your form. And then they say, all right, based on the financial information and your grades and everything involved, we will give you $5,000 a year to go to school. Yeah, but ma'am, the cost is $30,000. Well, I know. See, you guys have savings, so you're going to pay $10,000 to go to school. You say, all right, well, if the cost is $35,000, the school's going to give me a $5,000 discount. Where am I going to come up with the other 30? They said, well, some of it is going to come from your savings, a loan. In fact, go next door, and they will give you a loan. And so you go next door, you apply for a loan. The college says, oh, you guys, you have a great profile. You're going to love this school. Sign here. And so you do. You sign there. They give you a whole host of loans, 3, 4, 5, 10, it doesn't matter. You sign for them. Some of them, they say you don't have to pay back right away. Some that says you're going to have to start paying back maybe next year. Some say, listen, you don't have to pay anything. We'll even cover the interest until 6 months or even a year after you graduate. So they make it sound like it's a great deal. And you're just, hey, this is wonderful. I'm so excited. Look at this university. It's incredible. I've always dreamed about this. I even have the poster on the wall and the hat and the T-shirt. So you have it all. You're super excited. You walk through this process of being, day one, and everything you have is fresh and clean, and so everybody knows you're the newbie. And you see the veteran walking around with the faded sweatshirt and the faded book bag, and you say, wow, that must be a senior. That person's been here for years. Let's hope they get out. And you look around, and here's the biggest mistake. The school couldn't care less if you graduate. In fact, it's to their best benefit to keep you there. So you get other loans, or you take out other financial obligations, or you spend other money, or you work for free or discounts in the school cafeteria, and you pay for parking, and you pay for these overpriced textbooks. Just so we're clear, math hasn't changed for a while. Why do they keep changing the stinking textbook? Just a guess. I don't know. And yet, when you think about this process, the school has zero incentive to make sure that you do not have to, you know, leave with a, I don't know, an employable degree. Whether or not they care about you is really just, I don't know, their reputation. I guess now they don't want a bad Yelp review. Ooh, heaven forbid. Yale should have a bad Yelp review. So what took place was these universities and colleges and community colleges and public and private and all of these schools went through this process of having you sign here and taking on the other side zero responsibility for delivering the product. You see, at least if you go to a fancy restaurant, you, your wife, your husband, you maybe two couples, six, eight of you, and you sit down at a nice restaurant, you swipe your credit card, and you pay for your meal, and you go home. And if later you get sick from the meal, or if it doesn't work out, or the restaurant food was really bad for you, at least you could call up Visa and you could say, hey, you know, put a hold on that charge. The restaurant didn't deliver the product that they said. And you could say, this just wasn't my thing. The restaurant still has a responsibility to deliver a product or service. So you can cancel the payment, challenge the payment, and say, this did not live up to expectations. Can you do that with your study of, I don't know, you pick it, female studies of African descent, of, you know, Lebanese background, I don't know, pick it. You can get a degree in anything about anything about anything. And if it's employable, well, then good job. But if it's not employable, who gets stuck with the bill? You. And the school says, thank you, and they raise tuition again and again and again. They raise it every year. Take a look at what the professors make and what the administration is paid. You will be saddened. Worse, take a look at the state schools. Look at the pensions that they give out to the administrators. Look at the public institutions that are supposed to be there to serve. You will be paying for it, and I'm going to go over that when we return. How are you going to get stuck with it? Even if you have a kid that's never stepped foot in a public school, you'll figure it out when we come back. It's The Real Side. I'm Eric Hallaby, filling in for Joe Messina. Check us out at the website, therealside.com. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Hey, welcome back. Hey, thanks for staying with me. I'm your guest host, Sarah Palaby. It's The Real Side with Joe Messina. Check us out at the website, therealside.com. Folks, I would tune in every single day. At least go back, listen to the podcast. Listen to what Joe has to say. He's filling you in on a regular update of what's happening throughout the day. I like it that the show is in the evening because you can get an idea of what's happening in the day's news. You don't even have to go to that Facebook page. You can get it all. His own Facebook, yes, but don't worry about the rest of your news feed. You get a chance to find out what's happening today by listening to Joe Messina. Hey, listen, give us a call at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about student loan debt, some of the biggest issues. Listen, we are well into the $1.7 trillion in student loan debt. And of that, $45 million. Can you imagine more than about one out of every nine Americans? You go around, you go one, two, three, four. Yep, you have one, two, three. Yep, you have student loan debt. One out of every nine Americans have student loan debt. and 11% of them are in student loan default. That means, I don't know, it's hard to do the math, but you're looking at around 5 million Americans. 5 million are in default. That means they're in delinquency of at least 270 days. I'll help you with the math. That's a lot of months. All right? That's a lot of months, guys. You and your family have to look at 9 months of default and say, probably they aren't going to pay it back. It's just not going to happen. Well, the good news is President Obama was so kind to you and me, and he said, instead of the private student loan business where there was some semblance of competition, in the early part of his administration, he went through and said, we're going to outlaw student loan debt that is owned privately and make it only public debt. People clapped. Yay, bigger government. Yay, the DMV for student loans. Yay. Right? And all of a sudden what took place was everybody said, well, I got to get mine. So everybody went to go get theirs. And they wanted it. And they took it. And student loan debt went from 500 to somewhere, well, probably by that time it was 600 or 700. But another $1 trillion have been added in the last decade. You guys, this is ridiculous. Because even if you say, not me, I have my degrees, I worked through high school, I worked through college, I did this. Yeah, not me. Well, if you're a taxpayer, you're going to pay for this. Because you understand that those entitled 28-year-olds, 34-year-olds, are going to say, hey, listen, not only do I want time off so I can raise my children, so I want you to pay for it. Not only do I want time off when I feel like it, and you don't get to ask me any questions like, can I have a doctor's note? Not only do I want minimum wage, even though I'm not doing minimum work sometimes, I want you to pay for the student loan debt. You see, part of the challenge that we have here is the schools are not responsible to deliver the product. Any other time, any other product or service, you would say, I didn't get my money's worth. Now, I have a proposal. I think I can fix this. But before we do this, we have to ask yourself a couple of questions. Number one, tell me why there has been over, well, nearly 60 colleges and institutions that are out of it. I didn't say, individual buildings. These are 60 just in the last 3 years are out of business. This is a big deal because you and I have to understand that it's across the country from California to Vermont, New York to Alabama, Nebraska, Tennessee, North Carolina, Oregon, Illinois and Massachusetts, and on and on. These are big colleges, big universities, and they're out of business, private and public, 2-year and 4-year. Why does this matter to you and I? It's because many people took out student loan debt to get a college degree from a school that is closing or will be closing. Now, here's the deal. The other universities that they cut a deal with, because remember, they might own land. They might own some buildings. They might own some vehicles or some equipment. And so when the university shuts down, it doesn't just poof go away. You have real-life human beings that are saying, where's my pension? Where's my deferred compensation plan? Where's my college degree? I have 1 year left. I took a break. Now I have 2 semesters. How am I going to finish my degree from a diploma from a school that doesn't exist? So a lot of other schools are starting to merge. Smaller liberal arts colleges are trying to fight to stay open. EducationDive.com is a great place. EducationDive.com. They've been running stories. We've been tracking it for years now as we watch how trends in education are really beginning to impact people. According to a 2016, 4 years ago, a report from Ernst & Young, their affiliate, it's called the Parthenon Group, and it's an affiliate of Ernst & Young, one of the top accounting firms, they found 800 colleges vulnerable to critical strategic challenges. Hey, let me help you that with that in English. Problems. Vulnerable to critical strategic challenge. They are going out of business. There's no money. They overspent. They gave administrators amazing vacations. They paid people who worked 8 months out of the year. Some of them worked longer, but most eight and a half. They paid them a full-time salary for the full year, and then they didn't let them or have them work during the summer or the weekend. Right? If you were a professor of mathematics, and during the summertime we had to do some painting, and you were still getting a paycheck, I'd say, hey, professor of mathematics, come help pay the, paint the tennis court. Or maybe you can help mow lawns or trim some hedges. I don't know. Something has to happen. Because do you get a 2.5 month vacation? Do you get a 4 week vacation during the holidays, Christmas holidays? I don't know. 4 weeks is a long time. 3 weeks is a long time. How about a week during this holiday or a week during that holiday? Probably not. Listen, I'm not putting down educators. I like them. They're clients, they're friends, they're family. I get it. But I don't care how you feel. 1 + 1 = 2. I don't care how much you want to hold a sign and run down Main Street with a sandwich sign and a pink tutu. 1 + 1 = 2, guys. It's not 4. You can say, what, the union signed a contract and 1 + 1 = 19. I can sign a contract and tell you Bozo the Clown is, you know, governor of the state of California. You might agree, but no. It's Gavin Newsom. Easy to confuse the two, but let's be clear for a minute. How you feel does not dictate math. What you think does not dictate whether or not a school could or should or would. It's truly the numbers. That's the problem when you allow social, quote, justice or policies that are driven on feelings instead of real, quantifiable, measurable data. So they start raising tuition at all-time highs, and they make you and I pay for it as taxpayers. Wait till you hear what's going to happen to your Social Security check. Yeah, this is going to be exciting. Stay with me. Grab a cup of coffee. You're going to need it. We'll be back. This is The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Arif Halaby. Check us out at the website, therealside.com. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has signed the two articles of impeachment against President Trump, and the impeachment managers carried the articles to the Senate. Before the House voted to send the articles, Pelosi said, people deserve fairness.
Whatever the outcome, the American people want a fair trial. Fair to the president, fair to the American people. The American people deserve the truth. The Constitution requires a trial, a fair trial.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says it took Pelosi a month to hand over the articles.
These delay tactics were self-serving, hypocritical, and discrediting. But they made an important admission. Some might even call it a concession. You proved a very big point. Democrats do not even believe their case was robust enough to win in a trial.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Hey, welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Eric Halaby. Hey, check us out at the website. You're going to hear me say it again, therealside.com. And if you're just picking up the phone, here it is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, I need you to listen for a minute because this is important information that's going to be coming from, I can't help but laugh at. Because, look, when the liberals took over these institutions, what ended up happening was very quickly they began to run them into the ground. Iowa Wesleyan University, been around since 1842. And it was generally a conservative institution for a century and a half. And as soon as it started getting taken over by the crazies, all of a sudden, now they are seeking donations, like it's a nonprofit, right? Like Katie Hill is going to be running this organization next. It's a nonprofit. Iowa Wesleyan University is moving forward seeking partnerships. You see, with the 60-plus universities and college systems that have gone out of businesses, right? Gone out of business. From the College of New Rochelle, College of St. Joseph in Vermont, Grace University in Nebraska, John Wesley University in North Carolina. A lot of these merged. They just closed. Right? If you're an institution and you have the cash, because guess what? Back to the capitalist system. Remember, Fidel Castro didn't tear down the houses. He just took them. And he put his friends and his family there. His generals, people that would still support him. Look, the money doesn't disappear at the colleges and universities. As good as they are at a lot of things, they don't just make it disappear. They take it. They put it in their pocket. They give it to their friends to start a new construction project. Take a look at the university or college in your town. When was the last time that you saw them not have a construction team on campus? Right? When was the last time they weren't remodeling or tearing down something or building something new? It's this perpetual thing. Like, can we at least take a break for a minute, guys? These community colleges, some of them are gone. They're supposed to be the places where people begin life. And all of a sudden you have Alabama Southern Community College. Well, it had to merge. Armstrong State University, that's in Georgia. They had to merge. Connecticut, don't worry about them. They're consolidating administration. They're kind of taking their time, though. They're going to expect it to happen in 2023. That's Anastuck Community College. I know I didn't do that right, my friends. In Connecticut, sorry. But on and on. So here's the problem, guys. The student loan debt has gone off the charts, right? $1.7 trillion. Here's what happens. You are a senior. 2000 comes along. The tech bubble bursts. You were 50 years old at that time. You bet that in your 401k plan, because you were this stock market trader guy or gal, you thought you could do it, and you put it all on red, or you bought pets.com or whatever happened, and poof, it was gone. And your retirement account that went from $450,000, where you looked around and you said, hey, this is pretty healthy, I did a good job. And all of a sudden it's worth $150,000. And you're laid off. And you're thinking, I'm 50. I can't collect Social Security. I can't retire. So I have to figure this out. So you go back to school to earn what? Your bachelor's, your master's, your PhD, maybe all three. Well, that was great. That was 20 years ago. 2000 was a tough time, but you were in school in 2000, 2001, 2002. Finally, the world starts to rebuild in 2003. The economy is roaring again. Your 401k starts to take off. And then 2008 happens. Well, now you're 58 years old. Just knocking on the door of retirement, you just lost another half again. 50% down again. You're about where you started 10 years ago. You're thinking, this roller coaster is driving me crazy. My retirement account seems to not be doing what, quote, my friends are saying. Right? The Facebook of retirement accounts, the social media of retirement accounts, is when you go to your dinner party, you get your nails or your hair done, you sit around, people say, oh, my 401k, I have $1 million. And you look at yours and you go, God, I have 10 bucks. So maybe you go back to school, 2008, 2009. Another set of student loans, they put everything on pause so you don't have to keep paying them. And you get back on your feet. And you move forward and life is good. And now you're 70 years old. You think, you know what? What am I going to do? My Social Security isn't what they said it was. My pension was taken over or it was gone or they froze that 18 years ago. I don't have a pension anymore. At least it stops growing. The $485 is nice, but it's not going to buy me anything in today's world compared. So you stop paying your student loan. Well, thank you, President Obama, in 2010 or 11, somewhere in there. He makes it the responsibility of the IRS to collect late student loan debt. So all of you that supported, thought it was a great idea, you clapped, you cheered, yay, more government. And suddenly the IRS administration, their job is to take your money. Now, when you were collecting Social Security, you think there's some sort of reverence to that lifelong work reward. Or not. And so what do? Very simple, really. They just seize it. They garnish your wages. Like you're a deadbeat dad, they garnish your wages. You're a deadbeat lender, debtor. And they start taking repayments of your Social Security, from your Social Security check to pay back the government student loans. Oh, and by the way, don't forget, there's fines and fees and loan interest and penalties and on. Now, the good news is they will leave you at least with $750. They won't take more than that. But don't forget, because the government's now in charge of this debt, we don't have to have debtor's prison, but we can eliminate any financial aid through welfare, whatever they call it now, SNF, SNAP, for your kids, whatever. You can't have food stamps. You don't even think about keeping your passport. Oh, you want to travel? Nope, sorry, you can't leave. They can cancel your passport, your nursing license, your medical license. Even your driver's license, you guys, your contractor's license, your beautician's license, anything that you have that you've worked your life for, because you can't pay it, instead of filing bankruptcy or instead of going down the road of negotiating or settling, if you let it get to the place where they start garnishing your wages, you're kind of like a prisoner anyway, because your credit starts to be impacted. And now you can't swipe your gas card at the gas station. You have to use cash. Well, you're not paid yet until the end of the month. So don't go too far. You are now under house arrest. Because your gas credit card isn't going to work. You think you're going to eat out? Well, maybe not. Unless you have cash. You see, the system, whether you like it or not, when the president, President Obama, decided to take over the student loan system, the responsibility was no longer on the most educated amongst us, the most informed, the one delivering the product and service called the educational institution, but instead they gave it to the 18-year-old kid or the 50-year-old who was desperate, trying to find a new job, trying to find relevance again in a changed economy in 2000 or 2008. And all of a sudden, as that shift started happening, student loan debt went through the roof. So how are we going to pay it back? They're going to try to, listen, what is it, Elizabeth Warren? I'm going to just stroke a pen and it's gone forever. Well, it's not how it works, you guys. You can stand on your porch and say, I'm not paying my car loan. Well, that'll work for a month or two or three. And then you'll see it at 2 a.m, some guy with a tow truck pulling it down the street. Called the repossession man, right? It's gone. So you can say what you want, but eventually the debt has to be paid, whether higher taxes, lower services, somebody has to pay it. So here's my proposal. I think the only way to fix this mess is to have the endowment funds, and I'm going to give you the top, I'll go through just a few of them. Here's a kind of a great list. The top 20 endowment funds, by the way, have $500 billion in money. Pretty nice. $37 billion for Harvard Endowment Fund. Basically, think of it like this. It's a chunk of money where they only spend most of the time the interest, sometimes less than the interest. Harvard has $37 billion. Yale University, as of, oh, by the way, this is only in 2016. We don't have the most recent numbers. You can expect these to be much higher. Yale University is 25. University of Texas, the whole UT system, 22. Stanford University, $22 billion. Princeton, $22 billion. MIT, $13 billion. University of Pennsylvania, $10 billion. Look, you have to realize for a second, these are dollars, guys, that if they wanted to, super simple, really, Harvard right now could pay 100% of the tuition for everybody attending. I want to say it was for 100 years. It could be longer. And the students would never have to pay a penny in tuition, and they would never even deplete that endowment. This is important. You know this because institutions like the top three or four or five that I told you, they don't even allow you to come with student loan debt anymore. Why? I'll tell you when we come back. On the Real Side with Joe Messina, I'm your guest host, Arif Halaby. Stay with me on the Real Side with Joe Messina.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
To the show, The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Eric Hallaby. Check us out at the website, therealside.com, and also give us a call at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As we talked about, as we've been discussing, really, the problems with student loan debts, how it's going to impact you. Listen, I've given you a list of some of the top universities. Harvard and Yale and University of Texas, they can never charge tuition again. In fact, today and for many years now, they saw the writing on the wall. Try to get a student loan and attend Harvard. That's not how it works. You have to submit your information. They also are allowed, I think it's a 7506, guys, my CPA friends, forgive me if I'm wrong, whatever the form is that you submit that allows the university, Harvard or Yale or Princeton or et cetera, allows them to pull your latest tax returns. Same kind of things that you do when you buy a house. And then it says, let's match it up with the FAFSA form, that financial application, right? Let's see. Okay, you can afford $3,000 a year. And you say, but ma'am, it costs you $50,000. It costs $50,000 a year to attend the school. Don't worry, we'll pay the rest, says Harvard. Now, that's the way it should be, because what does Harvard do? It's in their best interest to get you to achieve greatness, and, oh, by the way, guess who you will be getting a call from 10 years and 10 minutes after you graduate? Yes. Hi. Yeah, remember me? Yeah, we haven't bothered you because we wanted you to, you know, kind of take off, do well. And we're back. Give us some money. And I think that's how they're going to do it. So you might say, well, that's a great idea. I think that's wonderful. Well, if Texas A&M has $9 billion, $10 billion, and they're trying to cover it so that people can come to College Station, Texas, and go to school, you may or may not choose to stay there. Wherever you go, you can't hide. Expect a phone call. The alum association of some of these universities are pretty amazing. I mean, they make political campaigns look cheesy because the alum associations are very much about getting you involved. I don't know how many dollars they spend to bring in a dollar. Sometimes it's, you know, we spend 50 cents to bring in a dollar, whatever it is. I don't know. But I'll bet it's huge. And I bet it's huge for lots of reasons, because the reason they keep collecting big money isn't just because they're earning interest, which they are. They have investments. They own office buildings and apartment buildings. They own hotel chains. They own stocks and bonds and government bonds. They own all sorts of things. You name it. And if they just spend the interest and maybe a little bit of principal for 100 years, 200 years, they can pay for the tuition for everybody. Okay, that's nice. And what about the little guy? Oh, wait, did I start the show out yet about telling you how many schools are going out of business? Yeah, they're the ones that don't have an endowment. The ones that are gobbling them up, that are saying, hey, that university of whatever, you remember? Remember Gateway Community College? Yeah, we're going to consolidate administration. Yeah, remember Northwestern Kentucky Community College? Sorry about that, but in 2023, you're done. We're going to start consolidating. In fact, in the Connecticut Community College system, there's somewhere in the neighborhood of, 8 colleges that are consolidating. Like, sorry, not enough. Must consolidate. That's a big deal, guys, because how are the little guy, you, me, others, how are we supposed to live? Community colleges should be the ones that are supported. We should say, hey, listen, you're going to make a good living if you work at a community college, but you're not going to get this pension of 80% of your pay top 3 years for the rest of your life. We're not going to do that because it doesn't come from air. It comes from taxpayers. I think everybody should be required to go to a two-year school. This is air of solution to the mess. Everybody should be required to go to a two-year school, and you're going to pay big money. You're going to pay $1,000 a semester. Right? You're not going to pay 50 bucks, and you're not going to get it for free. What is it right now? Somewhere in the neighborhood of, $15 million was spent to make sure illegal aliens can go to school. Isn't that nice? U.S. government program spends more than $15 million a year to help foreign students attend community college. These aren't even illegal immigrants. The $15 million isn't even illegal immigrants. This is federal money that goes to people from villages of wherever around the world. And they come here. Why? Well, don't worry. It's so that we can send them back and they can help out their communities. Well, that's noble if we had extra money. That's noble if we've taken care of ourselves and our own community members first. But the program is called Community College Initiative Program. CampusReform.org says that $15.8 million just in the fiscal year of 2019, paid for community college to accept foreign students from as many as 12 different countries. You guys, why? How about the kid who, I don't know, his dad overdosed? Or his mom works three jobs? How about the young man or the young woman who says, I can't wait to be a lawyer, but I first got to finish my high school diploma, so I'm going to go to my community college. I'm going to get my GED. That's my beginning. I want to be an engineer. Single mom. Hey, I made a mistake. I got pregnant. The baby's not a mistake. Getting pregnant's a mistake. So it took me a couple steps backwards, but now I'm back in the game. Can you help? I don't mind working. And she better work. He better work. Work out, help out in the cafeteria, mowing lawn, helping out. I don't care. You give something to somebody for something they cannot control, like who they are, right? This is who I am. Right now it's done. It's who I am. White male, black female, doesn't matter. Then you can take something from somebody that they can't, because they can't control it. I mean, you don't see it. It's a two-way street, but until it is. The biggest issue with community colleges receiving all this free money, guys, is the pensions. I'll give you a community college in California. By the way, she is the highest paid community college, and I think, I want to say even more so than most of the colleges in the country. Four-year, private, public, two-year, it doesn't matter. And she's somewhere in the neighborhood of around, I think it's just shy of $40,000 a month. A month. I mean, maybe you didn't understand that. $40,000 a month for a community college lady who is our, I don't know what she calls herself now, chancellor or whatever. Right, president. What? Explain to me how paying $50 a semester, right? It's the overpriced books. It's this cheesy parking. This is pure profit. It's just another way to take money from kids. And then you're sending $15 million so somebody could come to our school and then we can turn around and send them back. I think colleges and universities and schools are going to have to say, listen, we're responsible. If you are going to pay for it out of your pocket and we don't deliver, you're going to have to do certain things, then you get your money back. We pull the degree doesn't matter anymore, so sorry. You cannot say you were a graduate from here, but here's your money back. That's kind of bold. Harvard's doing it. They're saying, hey, listen, you don't even have to pay a dime past what you, quote, can afford based on us pulling your tax returns and the FAFSA form and your bank statements. We'll take it all, and we'll tell you how much your family should be paying. And then from there, we'll decide. But the small little University of Wisconsin, Barron County, sorry, you're consolidated. Or Wichita Area Technical College. Listen, anything with technical or trade school, I kind of like. But in this case, Wichita State University had to merge with it. Because in Wisconsin, not Wichita, Kansas, Wichita Area Technical College in Wisconsin. Sorry. So this is important because these were built by you as a taxpayer. They were funded for decades by you as a taxpayer. The taxpayer, you, are the ones that paid the salaries of the people there that worked and the people that took time off and yet were paid, the people that were off in the summer. I mean, you get it? And then they said, hey, I guess it didn't work out. But guess what? As it stands now, the pensions are fine. Don't you worry. As it stands now, the community college and the private school system is starting to consolidate. Here's what I think. In 5 years, 25% of these schools are going to be consolidated, out of business, merged, whatever. They won't be there anymore. 25% of the schools in the United States. Go back 3 years. I've given this prediction for a while. Go back 3 years and go 5 years. So I think within an 8-year period of time, and there was a reason that I chose that. It's just a numbers game. And I think you're going to see schools begin to bear responsibility. Because as these universities and colleges, they knew they were going after the taxpayer. They knew they were hurting them. And by sticking it to the taxpayer, they said, oh, the gig is up. We'll take it from here. And why is it okay for somebody who worked 3 jobs and took 7 years to get a 4-year degree and paid cash with 0 student loan debt, and somebody else who lived in their college basement, got drunk every Friday and Saturday night, missed half the tests, barely graduated, has a degree, and we're going to forgive that person's student loan debt? You poor kid. We're going to just let you have it. Huh. With all the programs and all the jobs available, you can't find a job to do something? Well, I want the college experience. Well, there's the experience. It's in your mailbox. And it says it's due. Hey, stay with me, guys. We'll be here on the other side of our break here. And we'll be right back. Go to the website. Check out the stations and times. We're around everywhere. Get your drink. Relax. Get that defibrillator because we are not done. And we'll be right back. TheRealSide.com, 855-REAL-JOE. I'm Arif Halaby. We'll be right back.